Well, we just had our fun with our pigskin picks, and coming up in just a moment, Gabe Morenci will be on the program, our professional handicapper. Tell us how it should all go down here this weekend. In fact, we're getting him dialed up right now. You could follow Gabe on Twitter at SportsGrid and listen to his nightly show at SportsMap Radio. He talks to all of America about the things he's about to talk to you about now.
Yeah.
Gabe, welcome. How are you?
Gabe.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm the biggest Coastal Carolina fan after last week and this week, and I may switch my allegiance from the Hurricanes to them. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I was thinking about having a nice big bowl of Campbell's soup tonight, actually. This 2020, that's what's come to. I remember, I don't want to sound old, but remember the good old days when we break down the Michigan and Wisconsin games?
Yep.
And LSU and Alabama games? This is what we're reduced to, guys. Coastal Carolina and Campbell University.
Yeah.
A lot of points, though. Yeah. A lot of points, man. I know they've smashed them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting football game tonight, actually. I'll tell you what, I'm not going massive on this game, but I am going to be playing it. I'm gonna be taking the points here tonight. It's a lot of points.
Yep.
And I think the total is a little high. I always get burnt, man, when I bet on college football unders. But feels a little high tonight at 16.5.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, interesting.
Sounds good. Any concluding thoughts about last night's game, Joe Burrow and the Bengals and the Browns?
Yeah, you know what? I'm keeping a database here. Joe Burrow, 1-0-1 against the spread. We got the push last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And last night we took the Cincinnati Bengals plus the points. You know what I take away from this, guys, moving forward? Is the back door is going to be open all year with Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. I swear, I've seen veteran quarterbacks that would tap out. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the enthusiasm.
Yep.
It was the same thing last week, guys, against the Chargers when it was a 16-13 game.
Yeah.
You know, late in the game, there was a drive. It was a three-point game. They stalled. They had bad field position. He got the ball back with a couple of minutes left, 2 minutes, and he took him down the field, and the Bullock missed the field goal, of course. And then last night, you know, I'm talking as far as covering the spread. Cincinnati are a couple of years away, obviously, here. But that's one thing that sticks out to me. The back door is always going to be open with the Bengals, guys. Their defense is spotty. I mean, they were missing two guys on the D-line last night, including Atkins. That hurt them a lot. But their defense is still a little spotty at times. But that back door is going to be open. And for you prop players and out there, it looks like Boyd is really becoming his guy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think in week one, he force-fed A.J. Green. It was 9 targets. It's the same stuff with A.J. I like him, but, you know, last night, crunch time, A.J.'s taking himself out of the game.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? We kind of need you right now, right? But
yeah.
Boyd's that guy. Hell of a catch in the end zone. So, moving forward, I think the Bengals are a play-on team as an underdog guy because that back door is always going to be open. Burrow's not going to top out.
And before we get into the NFL, just a couple of college games. I mean, the one tomorrow night, Miami and Louisville, I think is interesting. Miami had their best game in a long time at Louisville, at home last year against Louisville, but a lot of those players are gone. I'm a big fan of De'Eriq King. You know, that's a game on the board early on. It's not a huge slate of games again. But anything jump out at you tomorrow?
Well, you know what? Sometimes less is more, and I have to remind myself of that. Remember, I was on the show with you guys last week. I said, that's kind of a tricky college football card, but the game that really catches my eye, Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know we were down 10-0, and it looked a little, it didn't look great, but Georgia Tech ended up coming back and getting it done. And I ended up playing Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up playing Louisville in the over later in the day, and I ended up going 3-0 in college football, and for me, it's light.
Yeah.
Right? Normally, I play more, and I'm not going to pat myself on the back. I'm not going to lie, guys. I was hungover. Okay, no. Yes, funny, Craig. They outsaved me. My drunk. I woke up. I was like, oh, God, these games are starting. I'm like, I don't really like these. I'll go back up that. Wake up. I'm like, oh, I do like this one. And I got my Georgia Tech bet. And I'm like, hey, I'll get in on I'm going to take Louisville. I like this game.
Yeah.
Sort of the Louisville Western Kentucky game circle. And I'm on the West Coast now, right? So everything's earlier for me. So it kind of saved me. I ended up going 4-0 when it's all said and done. I'm going to go back to the well here. Listen, last year Miami smashed them, and I get it. Are Miami worse this year or better this year? You can make that argument.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have De'Eriq King. But that being stated, I wasn't overly impressed last week with the win against UAB. you know, it was okay. You know, UAB are a terrible football team, let's be real.
Yeah.
So my question is now, yeah, I like the Eric King a lot, but now you're going on the road. I know it's not quite the same hostile road, but it's still the road. You're going on the road, and, you know, you got a football team, and you guys know, man, revenge in college football is just so big.
Yeah.
And you know the Bills got this game circled. I know Cunningham isn't Lamar Jackson. I get that, but he's still pretty freaking good. And they got great skill position players. I'm gonna take Louisville in this football game. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take the Bill in this spot. And you know, last week we were on Georgia Tech, and I know you were as well, Pete.
Yep.
But this week I think it's the old reverse theory. There's always that big letdown in college football after that big upset victory. And look, Florida State are kind of a mess right now. Mm-hmm. UCF are not. And I think UCF, you know, last year, let's call it a thing. Listen, you guys know, I don't have to tell you guys, you're listening about this program, but let's call it a down year last year, right? And they were still a 10-win football team.
Yeah.
I think that this offense is going to be even more dangerous right now. You know, Gabriel's really going to light it up. I think it's a bad spot for Georgia Tech. I think UCF get it done here. I'll lay the points with the Knights.
All right.
Very good. Now, difficult. It's a difficult spot in the NFL season between week one and week two. We'll see a team look absolutely horrible week one and maybe write them off, maybe not. That's very dangerous, of course, going to week two. What jumps out on you, at you right now when you're looking at the big board for the NFL this week?
You know, I look at this NFL card, and I'm not going to lie. Normally by Friday, it starts to come together. Like last week, week one's difficult. You don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Man, I had 7-8 games. I was ready to fire. I had an okay game on Sunday. Didn't kill it, but I won money, but I didn't kill it or anything like that. This week is interesting. As you stated, there's always that overreaction, underreaction after the first week. I find the lines to be pretty tricky, actually, this week. I think they're pretty tough, but I'm looking at a couple of spots here. And the Atlanta Falcons and the Dallas Cowboys, the total is 53. We got there with the over last week with Atlanta. We didn't get there with the Dallas game. It hit the wall.
Yeah.
But I don't see how there's not a ton of points in this football game, guys.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Both these secondaries are very vulnerable. We saw Russell Wilson light it up last week against the Falcons. And, you know, Goff could have scored more, but the Rams were comfortable with their smash-mouth style that they were trying to establish early. I think this game's a track meet, guys. You know, the total's 53 right now. I actually like the Atlanta Falcons as well. Yeah, I don't think the Cowboys are just going to run them out of the stadium right here. There's going to be fans, probably about 25,000 or so. They're saying 25%. Mm. But, you know, is that 80,000 or 100,000, right? The stadium can hold both. So
yeah.
I'm assuming they're going to max it out at 25,000. But even without being stated, you know, do you want to lay 4.5 points with this Cowboy team right now? It's just, you know, they got to win by 5. It's basically a touchdown. Yeah, when you really break it down, when you get into the math of it, what's the difference between 4.5 and 5 and 5.5 and 6, et cetera?
Yeah.
Suddenly you're in a touchdown. 2 field goals or a touchdown range. I'm not so sure Dallas can pull away. I do like the over in that football game. I also like the over in this Tampa Bay-Carolina game.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about defense. That's one thing that stuck out to me, Craig, in week one, if we want to move forward. I hate blanket coverage. Oh, well, you know, what about this or what about that? But, you know, moving forward, Carolina, they just don't have any talent on the defensive side of football.
Right.
And we know on offense they do. You know, we have McCaffrey, with Bridgewater, with Moore, with Robbie Anderson, Samuel. They can move the football, these guys. But it can't stop anybody. Brady's going to be in a surly mood, as you know, Pete. Mm. And I laugh, Pete. It's not my problem anymore. I'm a Bills, as everyone knows, I'm a Bills fan. And every time you suspend them, the deflate gate, you take a pot shot. Tom Brady sits at home and reads Twitter, all right? He didn't tell you, but he does.
Yeah.
You know, you guys want to piss him off, go ahead. Not my problem anymore, Pete.
I know. Well, Godwin's out, more than likely he's doubtful, but Evans is a go. So that helps.
That's the problem. I mean, to me, Godwin's going to be a bigger piece than Evans will of this offense moving forward with Brady, at least. Evans was nowhere near 100% last week. He was 100% a decoy, scored that late touchdown. He's still not 100%, but, you know, between Arians and Brady, they should be able to find some holes here. Look, we saw the Raiders just put up 34 on these guys, right?
Right. Yep.
Tampa should be able to put up, 20, 24, 28. And I tell you what, Carolina can score, man. Mm. Bridgewater's a good quarterback.
Yep.
Bridgewater is a stud against the spread, guys. He was 28-7 ATS in 35 starts going into last week. Nearly got it on a bad football team. We didn't get it. We had them plus three. They ended up losing by four. Another game that I don't see how there's not going to be a ton of points here is Minnesota and the Colts.
Yeah.
In which both defenses are going to have a hard time stopping each other. Specifically, the Colts passing attack should have another field day. And, Phillip Rivers, choked when it mattered, but he still racked up a bunch of yards and threw the ball up and down the field. I think they will again. Minnesota's going to have to be more aggressive. They can't just run the ball all night. I think that game's going to go over the 48.5 as well. And, as far as sides this week, it's a tricky week this week. But to me, you get the Detroit Lions going into Green Bay, and I don't like laying points, but this Detroit football team's falling apart, guys. They've got a ton of injuries. You want to talk about a beat-up secondary. Yeah. Mitch Trubisky picked them apart in the fourth quarter last week. I don't think Green Bay take the pedal off the metal. Green Bay sort of seemed to have that killer, get the hell out of my way attitude about them. I wouldn't get in front of the Green Bay Packers in this spot either.
Yeah. How about, I think it doesn't seem like a tricky game. And I'm not one of those that says, well, if it looks that obvious, usually it isn't. But I don't know how in the hell the Jets are going to stay within seven. I still can't believe that line is only seven. I've already jumped on it every which way. San Francisco, I don't care that Frank Gore is starting against them. They just lost, what's his name, as a receiver again. The Jets on Crowder's, he's not playing. They got like two guys that can catch the ball. How is that line only seven? And you got to just jump on San Fran, right? Is that not one of those like super duper locks of the millennium?
To me, this, anytime there's a lock, every lock has a key, Pete.
Yes, it does.
Every lock has a key. And, you're right. It just seems like, oh, God. Like, I watched that game last week. I watched it on the Jets and the Bills.
Yeah.
And they're a bad football team. They've got problems as well. Gates is on the clock right now. That's sort of the thing. We expected this coming into the year with the lack of training camp and the lack of preparation. The wheels are just going to fall off because a lot of coaches didn't even really want to start the season on time, right? They were hoping that it was going to get delayed because they know they're not ready to play. Their teams are terrible and they're going to get fired anyways. Like we've seen in the NBA, there's no like reprieve of, oh, well, we're in the bubble, so everything's cool. Like, no, it's not. Like Aaron Boone, if the Yankees didn't turn around, would have got fired, right? Like it's a cold world right now. And these coaches know it. Gase is on the clock. I can't do it though, Pete. I've been around long enough to know that we're going to be Sunday at 4:30 in the afternoon going, I can't believe the Jets just covered this. Like freaking 49. Dude, I don't know. Look, Super Bowl loser curse, the Super Bowl hangover. Jimmy G last week threw for like 259 yards. Yep. Dude, 79 of them or 78 of them, whatever, 76 I think to be exact, 76 was like a screenplay. It was like a little dump pass to Mostert who took off with it. Mm-hmm. Jimmy G struggled. They don't have a lot of weapons. They should be able to pound the rock. One thing with that game last week, dude, they dropped a couple of sure shot interceptions. As you stated, they can't catch a pass either. I'm not a big Darnold guy, but to his defense, these guys were dropping everything early, like key third down drops. I feel it's a trap, Pete.
Really?
I think it's a trap, buddy.
And Richard Sherman's out too, right? Richard Sherman isn't playing.
It's one of these deals that if you got a gun to your head, you got a pick.
Yeah.
God, I guess I take the Jets plus seven and just pray for my life after.
What if I tease it down to one, minus one? That be make you feel better?
Yeah. I hate those teasers where you have to count on a team winning. Yeah. It's like, oh, you gotta win. And I get it. I know the Jets are bad, but dude, it's seven for a reason, isn't it? Like it just has that. It just has that feeling. I'll tell you what. Here's another one. Actually, the Arizona Cardinals. I was on Arizona as an underdog last week.
Yep.
But how do you go from plus seven, so there's a 14-point swing now? I think the Washington football team plus seven is one of these sneaky underdogs here, too. Mm. I think a lot of people in the public are suddenly going to jump on Arizona, Washington, the terrible, and this and that. But Washington have some talent on defense. They're a well-coached football team. They're going to be prepared. You know, I think I wouldn't be surprised if this is a close football game here as well.
All right. Very, very interesting. Gabe, thank you so much, as always. Absolutely our favorite part of the week. Thanks for coming on.
You're the man.
And finally, in closing, Seattle. Seattle gets it done. Yes. And congratulations, Pete, and Celtics. They were the better team against the Raptors. But a nice start for Cam Newton last week. But, yeah, the Dolphins should have covered. They kind of caught that up. Seattle are dangerous. I think Seattle are the best team in the NFC. I hate laying four, but for you teaser players, and money line parlay players, or if you want to lay the points, I think Seattle get it done on Sunday night.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks, Gabe. Good to talk to you.
Oh, and awesome. Just the Nuggets tonight, plus +7, baby. Let's get it.
Nuggets, okay.
Plus +7,
all right.
+7, Campbell Soup plus +26.5, and under 60.5.
Sounds good.
All right.
Gabe Morenci, everybody. Catch him on Twitter at Sports Grid and his radio show at Sports Map Radio. Always a pleasure.
49ers just ruled out George Kittle as well, the tight end. He's out versus the Jets. Maybe Gabe is right.
All right, very good. Gabe's always right.